From NPR News, it's day to day. Everything at the grocery store seems to cost a lot more these days, even chicken. Chicken farmers are raising prices, but that hasn't prevented big losses in the industry. Pilgrim's Pride is now bankrupt. Tyson Foods' chicken division lost $250 million last year. All that is making Georgia, the country's largest poultry-producing state, nervous. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris reports.
Down a steep gravel driveway off of a two-lane road outside Macon, Georgia, Mary DeLong carries on a third-generation family tradition.
They come in this end, they'll get peeled by these rollers, which is a variable diameter. That's the patent we have on that.
This noisy workshop is the heart of DeLong Gizzard Equipment. It looks more like a garage than a factory. A dozen employees, most of whom are family, design and build machines and parts used to de-gizzard poultry. Forget about the pastoral notion of the rural farmer making a living raising and selling chickens. These days, poultry producers do little more than house and grow the animals. Major corporations provide the hatchlings and food, then come back 6 to 8 weeks later and pick up the fully grown chickens. Growers get a few cents per pound, and the cycle starts again. The bulk of Georgia's $21 billion poultry industry then comes not from farmers, but from companies like Mary DeLong's, which support the industry.
We've got to make decisions now. That's why we're going towards the automated, to stay with the system, to stay with the times.
Looking for cost savings was a big issue at this year's International Poultry Expo in Atlanta, where nearly 900 exhibitors packed the convention floor. This sleek, two-story-tall automatic bagger was the centerpiece of CFS's exhibit. Engineer Hans Engeveld says it speeds up poultry assembly lines.
This is a fully automated process. One operator can do about 30 to 40 bags a minute, and I love to see one doing that by hand.
Engeveld says in a typical year, his company sells about 100 of these $300,000 machines. But here at the show, he sells none. Engeveld says if the industry rebounds in the next few years, CFS should be fine because it has a backlog of past orders. Most are not that lucky. At one presentation, farm economist Tom Elam asks this to the crowd of 100 poultry producers.
Did any of you make money in 2008? Did any producer in here make money last year?
No one raises a hand. So how did 2008 end up so terrible? When the U.S. economy declined, fewer people ate out. That added to a chicken glut, driving down prices. At times, bird flu scared the international market, but Elam says feed costs are what crippled the industry.
When gasoline went up, it took the price of ethanol up with it.
Since corn is a major component of ethanol, when oil prices shot up, corn costs quadrupled. Elam says food is the most expensive part of raising a chicken.
If they're not making money, they can go out of business. So do you want some chicken at a higher price, or do you want no chicken? Because if you don't raise the prices, you don't have an industry.
Elam says this year does look better. Corn prices have fallen slightly, and poultry companies have cut production, easing the chicken glut. Still, analysts say producers will sell less chicken, and you'll continue to pay more for it. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.